Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Malachi Starks met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, I mean, it's going good. It's a little different than I thought it would be in terms of just it's my first camp, you know. So just really figuring it out and leaning on the older guys. But it's been really good. We got a really good group of guys, guys who want to win, guys who want to do things the right way, and I'm just excited to be here with them.
It seems like you're getting more aggressive going after the ball mm-hmm. when the opportunity comes. Is that a sign of just you getting more comfortable in whatever is being asked?
Yeah, I think it's like my learning stages, you know. It's like you get here and you learn, like, obviously how to practice like a pro, but also, like, when's the right moment to do things and when's not the right moment to do things, you know. But, like, at the end of the day, you still want to be competitive. So really just trying to figure out the balance in that and just figure out, you know, where I need to be. And also, like you said, just me getting more comfortable within the system and playing my game of football.
How much does it help you coming into a secondary where there's so many guys that have been first-round picks and come in and that's been the start of their NFL experience with that, you know, the pressure and the feeling of being a first-round pick to give you that advice?
Yeah, I think it's huge. And just like when you look at the guys, just like their personality, I mean, like, it's such a great room to be in and just like the knowledge that they have. And even the guys, you know, that weren't in first round pick, just like our room is very deep in general from top to bottom. So just for me to be able to come in and learn from everybody, I mean, it's going to be huge in my development. And I think it's also helping everybody else. You know, the better you can teach somebody else, the better you actually know the system. So. Yeah, I think he's generous. I think I said this, like, there's levels, you know, and he's on that top level. And I think just to be able to learn from him, I think, like, when I come off, like, I always go to him, like, hey, like, if this happens, like, what do you think? And then, like, when they get in this set, well, like, what are you thinking? So just, like, continue to, like, learn from him, but also, like, to see how he sees the game of football. I mean, like, he's so smart, like, you think you know football until you get around people who know football, and then you realize you don't know that much about football. But you do, though. But it's just really just being able to learn from them, I think, has been huge. And for me to be out there with them, I mean, it's awesome.
How much do you think going against this offense is going to help you accelerate, you know, the learning curve?
Yeah, I think iron sharpens iron. I'm going against, you know, the best in and out every day. You know, Munkin's the best OC in the league. So just to be able to come out here and go against him and go against the guys on the offense and learn from them as well, how they see the game from their side to help me has been huge in my development as well.
Is there anything about being a starter as a freshman in Georgia that reminds you about this process you're going through?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's easy and nothing's given. You earn everything. And just the work ethic that comes with it, you know. Just because I was the first round doesn't mean my spot is guaranteed. I got to work like everybody else, and I gotta prove it. You know, there's a lot of expectations. There's a lot of standards that come with that. But I got to prove myself worthy of it and earn respect to all the teammates that I have and just go out there day in day and give my best.
Malachi, you mentioned your first camp was a little different than maybe you expected. Mm-hmm. What were your expectations?
Honestly, I don't know. I came in with a very open mind. I really just want to come out here and compete. I think, like, that's my nature. I think that's the nature of this organization, and especially the DB room. So just being able to be in that room, like I said, with guys like that, it kind of just, you know, like, you look over to your left, you see Kyle, you look over to your right, you see Marlon, you look over to your left, you see Nate, you look over, you see Jair. I mean, like, you see everybody, right? You see Jalen. So, I mean, like, and like when they do something, it makes you want to up your level of play. So just for me to be able to be in that room, I mean, like, it's crazy.
Malachi, we always see what you're doing on the practice field. Can you talk to us a little bit about your presence in the film room when you're doing individual meetings with coaches? Is there an area that you feel like most comfortable?
Yeah, I think just learning. I think my biggest thing is, like, I just love to learn. So, like, it's very, like, open discussion. Like, in meetings, you know, like, if you don't know something, don't sit there and not know it. You know, ask. And if you have questions, you ask. So that way everybody's on the same page. Because if you got a question 10 times, somebody else has the same exact question. And that's just how it works, and it's always going to be that way. So just being able to feel comfortable in that space. And, you know, it also comes with the learning. Like, I know, like, in order to learn the system inside and out, like, I got to have questions. I got to be curious about everything. And I think that's what I've been doing so far.
Are you a guy where once you get settled in, you'll see your personality on the field, or do you keep it more business-like, or how would you describe it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think what you see most of the time is my personality. I'm very calm, very goofy, but there's a time for goofiness in business. And I think also just getting comfortable, like you said, new system, new people. So just figuring it out, trying to find that balance of being myself, but also, learning as well.
Malachi, you talked about the talent in the secondary. You have some personalities in there too. Those guys like to talk. Is that rubbing off?
A little bit. I would just say, like, it's energy, you know? And that's what you need as a DB, as a football player in general. But the guys in that room, just the energy that they have, I mean, like, you feed off of it, you know? And like I said earlier, it's kind of like making a play. Like, he makes a play. It makes you want to go make a play. So the energy kind of feeds that way as well.
Marlon said you definitely did make an interception yesterday, but there was something weird about it. Can you take it?
Yeah, I mean, we were on this field here, and I can't remember if it was 7 on our team, but I was in a deep half, and Bates ran a 7, and I think, I don't know what it was, Lamar threw it, and I was the only one back there, so I caught it, but it was weird, because, like, everybody just kind of, like, stopped. I don't know what happened, but it was a good experience, but also just continue to learn, you know. The guys on offense and defense, I mean, like, they're so smart. And I think just the ability to really take their knowledge and put it with mine and, like, figure out how I want to play within myself in the system is going to be huge.
Was that your first time picking off Lamar?
Yeah, it was.
No, all right,
thank you. We got a good
son. Thank y'all.